Check it. Okay. T-double-D. Hey. T-double-D.
Hey.
Y'all on AMD. So it's T-double-D. T-double-D. Check it.
Hi, it's Demora.
And Danielle.
And welcome back to T-double-D, where we talk everything life, love, and today, cheating.
So that you don't miss out on any new episodes, don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at TW/DD.
But first order of business.
Twinks!
And today, we are drinking...
Love it!
Devil in a Cup.
No!
This shit's strong.
Amazing in a cup. They are called Babe. They are a sparkling wine. Tonight we have a Pinot Grigio with bubbles. I first encountered this at BeautyCon. It caused me to buy a lot of makeup that I didn't need that day. They definitely did. But it is absolutely delicious. It's bubbly. And I guess you kind of fucked up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. One can. All four cans is a bottle and a half of wine.
Have you ever read this bottle? I guess I never have. It says... California carbonated Pinot Grigio, bottled by Yas Queen. Oh my god, this is so cute.
Yes.
I'm going to read this to you guys, and you should get this bottle just so you can feel great.
Yes.
Hey, you guys, you look really cute today. Whatever you're doing with your face is working. Oh my god, how'd they know? Anyway, we made this gorgeous can of Pinot with bubbles for you because we love you. And to be honest, someone needed to. It's like...
Duh.
Have the best day ever. You're welcome.
Thanks, me. I love it.
So I was jealous that Danielle had her best friend on the podcast. So I had to bring mine. I had to compete. So I brought mine on. Now I'm not gonna introduce her, but like I'm gonna have her introduce herself.
Hi guys, I'm Erica.
Yeah, she's the other half of my rush hour.
Oh my.
I'm crying.
I'm not even gonna lie, when I thought of that, I was like, yo, I'm
it's
that's
definitely
deep.
True.
Like that moment, like
that.
Tamora
always thinks she's so fucking,
deep.
I love that shit. And when I debunked that shit one time,
shit out of me. I was like, I said something about, what was it?
The onion.
I listened to it was an episode with like Katie.
Can I just say, I was like, yes, Danielle, pound her, because that's the original.
If you saw Shrek, you know what I'm talking about.
To be completely honest, I was just like, you know, having a thought process moment with some random person that messaged me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, you just got to think of people like onions and like, you know, take some time to peel them. And then eventually they make you cry because like you know their story and you feel for them.
I'm sure she
and
felt so.
I was like, wow, Laura, wow, that was a really good one. And, you know, this is what's going on in my head. Yeah, I think that's a good way to explain it. And then he understood. I was like, oh my god, yay. So I felt inclined to share it on the podcast. And this son of a piece of shit over here was just like, that's from Shrek. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, because in my head as she's saying it, I'm like, yeah, like an onion. And I thought she was going to be like similar to Shrek. And then she's like, and we just like thought of this.
She
took credit. I was just
bruh.
To be completely honest, I'm not going to lie. To be completely honest, I don't remember Shrek like that. So when she said Shrek, I'm like, Shrek.
Oh,
when was the last time I watched Shrek?
That is like an iconic line from Shrek.
I
didn't remember it. I had to look it up.
That's
after
my
I heard
favorite
it from the
lines in that movie. Is like he's like ogres were like onions.
Ew.
That's
maybe
literally
it
how he says
an
it.
Accent
ogres
that I was just like
are like onions. We have layers. He's telling it to Donkey. Bugging. I'm upset.
Whatever. So, I was just, whatever. It is what it is. I didn't know. Let me live. So, yeah, I decided that I would like my best friend on to talk about entangle months.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
She knows
cheating.
I have a temper.
Yeah. I did this on purpose to get her blood pressure going.
Yeah.
With this wine, do you want me to, like, throw some tables?
Aries energy.
Word.
No,
it really just started with the one time me and Danielle were talking about is once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh,
it's a fact.
And then this entanglement thing came out. I'm like,
now there's
only a Virgo would say this is an entanglement.
Wait, she's a Virgo?
She is a Virgo. I think she's a Virgo Libra cusp.
Okay.
So, I don't know, to be honest, but, like, I was like, if she's a Virgo, only a Virgo would think of this.
Mm. Entanglement.
That is, it's just so well thought out.
So, I need some background, because I'm a little lost
okay,
on
so,
it.
Okay, so.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
So, I saw bits and pieces.
You want the background after
the question?
I saw
bits and pieces, yeah.
No. I saw bits and pieces, so I know, like, the story, kind of, like, mm-hmm. Augustina, or August, whatever.
Alcina.
Whatever.
Yeah.
correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
He said that he had some type of thing with Jada. He made
yes.
it sound like he put it on with thick chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh
and she went on her table talk thing.
Chocolate
just
milk
being
shouldn't
like,
be thick.
Whatever.
Okay.
See what I mean? Like, it's just, it don't make sense.
Yeah.
So, what you call it? So now she went on her thing and was like, it's an entanglement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a little confused. Were they, like, on a break?
Yes, they were on a break.
Okay.
So that was my understanding. When I first saw it, they were like, Jada cheated on Will. And I was like,
yeah, I'm like,
I thought they were in an open relationship
exactly.
at first.
Yep, I
because
that
that's
too.
The rumor that's going on, but mm-hmm. you never really know what's going on. People just love to talk, right?
That's true.
But apparently, yes. Apparently on the red, well, I watched the Red Table Talk and I guess they were on a break.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't know if they were gonna get back together.
Okay.
And
they thought they were done with each other.
Yes,
okay.
They thought they were done with each other.
Yeah.
So you know, Jada was like, "I'm
Let
gonna
me
entangle over there with yep. August,"
Why would you
and he ghosted
That's
her.
Yes.
The thing is, he ghosted her. Well, what was she gonna say? Like, "I fucked August, I'll stay." Like, she's not gonna say
well,
that
gonna
in front
say
of him.
That.
But she—that was a good word that like got the point
that
across.
That is very true.
Without saying.
But
what you
were
doing.
You could just say relations. Like, they invented that word a long
yeah.
time ago. We could
or
use
I
it.
I like the
situation.
Entanglement.
She, just, she decided, wow. I am going to break the internet on Dangle Month. That's it.
Yeah, and I guess he, like, ghosted her and, like, whatever. I guess it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up getting back together with Will.
Okay.
Or, like, I guess they're
he
working on
hurt.
It. And
how are you hurt if...
yeah.
You guys
weren't
yeah.
really
together.
But you, I feel
but
like you're even
still,
if your aren't
yeah,
still together,
like
there is some kind of.
You still
feel, no, I think I would
feel
some type of way
for somebody.
Yeah.
Even if you weren't
you're
together,
you're married. You chose to marry
yeah.
them.
That's true.
Like
and now,
that's
at
different.
The end of the day, even if you guys weren't together, now you see the person you were supposed to be with, apparently quote unquote, for the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
yeah.
with somebody else.
You don't like it.
You have to be
true.
Hurt, even
you
if you didn't
true.
Want to be with them.
Unless,
that hurts a little.
Unless they're a mess.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Then you're like, you know what? You can have that.
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. I mean, that's how I kind of feel about once a cheater, always a cheater. It's kind of like, that's your mess
you don't
now.
Want that
enjoy.
Back.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need
you
it.
Don't want that back.
I don't want
See,
it back.
I feel like cheating was one of those things when I was in high school that I was like, that is the worst thing that can happen in a relationship. And then, like, as I was getting older, I was like, I've obviously seen a lot of worse things.
Of course.
But I still think it's not great.
I don't think it's great either.
I don't think it's great. I don't think it's the worst.
Like, yeah.
It's bad. No one should ever be cheated on.
No.
Like,
yes.
The feeling, like, you cheating, you doing the action, whatever. Like, there's
yeah.
something wrong with you. But the person you're cheating on, you're destroying that person for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Feel like they can trust anyone.
Yes, they
mm-hmm.
no longer feel like they can trust anybody.
Now they have,
they now
no
have to build up trust with the next person. They now have to build up self-confidence because sometimes
yeah.
it's a bit of a confidence blaster in
mm-hmm.
order to, like, be cheated on and stuff like that. And I feel like a little bit this culture has a bit of the, like, oh, he cheated once, but I can take him back. Or
yeah,
she cheated
man.
Once, or we cheat on each other, and it's so it's fine, it's all fair and equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
well,
nah.
I think they do it, I think now, because
nah.
it's, like, in the public,
no. yeah,
that's why. But I think it was still that mentality, but
I'm
it was
talking.
Kept private.
No, in relationships nowadays, I feel A lot of them are like, oh, he cheated, but we got through it, and like, we worked our battles.
The other person cheated.
And then I cheated, like, months later, but, you know, now it's even.
No.
And then down the line, he cheated again. Oops, another mistake.
Break
and it's just
up.
Like,
break up!
Like, thank you!
Break up! What are you doing? You clearly want to be with other people.
But we're so
Leave
in love,
alone.
And it's like, I
it's
know him so
ass.
Well. You see,
she's
this is what I mean.
I can't. Like,
she's
don't cheat on anyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is what I mean.
Not cheat. Things could be worse. People could do worse things. But cheating, like, you are destroying that person who would have genuinely probably liked you or loved you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to think there's something wrong with them.
But to some people, cheating is not the worst thing that can be done to
I
them.
I know.
That's
yeah.
not. And I saw it, like, happen in other situations.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that people were able to get over it, I'm just like, okay, I guess it's
okay.
something
yeah,
that
bro.
You
I
can
don't know
grow
how.
Past. I'm just sitting there, like, I think forgiveness is not something that should be left for marriage, if I'm going
to
be
yeah.
completely honest.
Hell to
not
the
that I'm Not that I'm now
not
saying,
that I'm condoning
oh,
it
yeah,
in marriage
let's
either.
Cheat in marriage.
We
no.
can't
no.
just leave
but
that
if,
marriage. That's a marriage.
It's a
you
marriage. That's a
whole
different
exactly.
level of commitment.
I mean, I still would maybe slash some tires, but...
Yeah. yeah.
Even if we're married.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have done that in the first place.
Yeah.
But now if you have children, now you have bills that are put together.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, bye.
It's more of an entanglement, you know? So it's harder to,
after
know,
marriage,
just
entangle.
Like,
oh, man.
You can't entangle that much. No.
But real shit though, like if somebody's cheating on you before they have a commitment with you,
thank
I know
you.
This is gonna sound horrible, but like one of the things I always grew up around was you're single till you're married.
Yeah, I never understood.
I,
that.
I understand
married.
That saying,
like,
but at the same time,
that's
I'm
not
like,
what they meant, bro.
That's not what they meant.
That's not what they meant, bro.
No,
when
no,
I on
me,
the sheet when
no,
you
no.
was single,
no.
that don't mean you single. Like, I don't understand.
Let me finish. Like, you're single until you're married kind of thing. Like, you're two single entities. You don't share anything.
Yes.
Like,
do
that
your
is,
tax.
That is your
single
own
taxes.
Tax. But, like, really think about if this person is doing this before you guys have any kind of commitment. What makes you think that,
it's going to stop?
It's going to stop.
A ring on the finger is going to stop them from looking
out
for someone
now,
else.
What they say they are, believe them.
That is very true. That is very true.
What they show you that they are,
believe
them.
Show yes, but not say.
Yes.
Whatever they show you, sure. But if they tell you, like, this is how I am, it might be true, but at the same time, actions speak louder than words.
It
and
depends.
I will die with that.
It depends. Some people value words over words more than actions. Like, when they say something, like, they genuinely mean it, and that is where their value comes from.
Yeah.
And some people are actions people, so that's just how they are. I think it depends on the individual.
It does. It definitely does.
I guess
now,
so.
We can't forget the percentage. It's a small percentage. It's a percentage that cheat, you know, when they were younger. And men or women that cheated when they were younger, more adolescent, more didn't know themselves too much. And when they get into a committed relationship, they make one slip up, they get over it, but they progress later on in their relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are those situations, so I feel like it's situational, but if it's a constant disrespect, if it's a constant, like, you know, not valuing your relationship and taking any chance that's available to them in order to discredit your loyalty, your trust in them, your, you know, their discipline.
Because
to me, it's a level of
discipline.
Like,
100%.
All right, she throwing the titties. Okay, she throwing the ass. But you got
to
be the one to say,
no.
And I don't think it's any woman's job to sit there and try and regulate that for a guy. To be like, you're not going to hang around with that girl. He should already know that. That is something he should already know.
Oh, hell no.
I am not out here to chase nobody. I am not about to run up to a restaurant and be like, why are you in my meat?
Yeah.
Absolutely freaking not.
Yeah, you can have him.
If you're at the restaurant with him, have him. Eat lunch, dinner, you're not going to find me.
Yeah.
What? Uh-uh. Panasa.
Panasa.
I'm not with that. That's what that meant.
If I have to do that much work to keep you...
No.
They can have you. That's too much.
At that point, you can see I feel very strongly. But anyway.
I see.
Like,
now, do you think that there are any reasons for people to cheat?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Do you think they're valid?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
And the relationship. There's no reason.
It's kind of funny. Yes,
no
I believe
reason.
So too.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny because me and her had this, well, my boyfriend, we had this same...
I'll cut his name off.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Okay. We had, my boyfriend and I had this same conversation today. We were just like, I don't even know how we got on the topic of cheating. And to him, he's like, you know, sometimes cheating is justifiable. And I'm just like, what you mean by it? And he's like, well, you know, if the person's not cheating you right and disrespecting you and XYZ and you step out, so it's kind of like, what did you think was going to happen? And it's like, but at that point, shouldn't you know you shouldn't be with this person anymore and you should break up with them?
Yeah.
If someone cheated on me, I'm not going to then reverse back cheat. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
We're just
Yeah, we're just not going to be together anymore. That's simple as that. You have lost me and I'm amazing, so I don't understand. So at that point, you have lost something and I have lost nothing. So, yes, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be good, Gooch. I'll be fine. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Yo, TikTok has totally ruined me. Yeah. Have you ever seen the first Sex in the City?
No.
Oh, well, it's definitely a movie to watch. It's amazing. I love it. I used to be so obsessed. But anyway, we were talking about instances of, like, being okay with cheating. Mm-hmm. Now, that scenario...
Not being okay, but being okay to forgive.
To forgive.
Yeah.
The only instance where I saw, like, maybe I can... almost maybe do the same thing is with Miranda and her husband. Miranda's husband cheated on her and they were like the ride or die couple, the best couple of the show. Like couldn't break them, you know, they just had a kid and he comes up to her.
He cheated.
And he came up to her literally like shivering in his bones, like crying, couldn't hold himself together as he's telling her what happened once. And he was like, it happened once, it never happened again, blah, blah, blah. Like, at that point, she was just like, get the fuck out of my house. You can pack your shit. You can be gone. I don't need you.
Bye.
Now, for, I think, a year, she ignored him. He was, like, outside of everything, showed up to every event she would even be at. Like, outside, like, dedication to a T. And by the end of it, they were able to resolve their marriage. They went to therapy, of course. But they were able to resolve it and end up back together. And in that instance, I'm like, oh,
maybe.
Just because of how dedicated he was. Because, because listen, because of my defense against that is that he could have taken this opportunity to go with this new bitch.
Yes,
he find could someone new.
Yeah.
He could have been out here fucking all these kind of da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
No.
The minute she turned him down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If he really didn't want to be there for her, he would have been somewhere else.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was right there, begging, pleading, asking for her forgiveness.
So if that showing her the case, that I'm sure, but still.
Yeah, it would take a while. And
like,
now,
you'd have to literally prove to me that I can take you back.
Married.
Yes, but they're also married.
Yeah.
Yes. Married.
Married. In a relationship, so that would not be it. You would need to talk to a new bitch.
Have you ever seen that post where they're like, oh, I walked in on my man cheating, and then I just walked out, changed my number, took myself off of all
literally
of his contact, disappeared off the face of the planet, homies looking for her, nothing.
Yes, that would be me. I would disappear
in
a heartbeat.
I wish
Ghost.
I could. Ghost. I think it would take all of me.
I don't have time for
to
that.
To not literally say anything.
I would say something.
I would
want to
do... I would want to do... No, but she literally just, like, gone. Like, be gone. Like, he didn't even know that she saw.
Yeah.
She dropped off everything. I saw that. Yeah. She dropped off the stuff on the counter and just, like...
Yeah. I would at least write a letter. Be like, you know good.
Yeah, like,
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if I walked in, I'd be like, oh, my bad. But then, like, it would have taken a moment to register.
She
would. Like, I'd be like, oh, my bad. Like, I just interrupted some... And then be like,
wait a minute.
Boom.
She would. No. I don't even think I would go back in. I think I would just leave.
Yeah, at that point I'd be like.
And then you would probably never see
I think the more switch would flip.
That is true.
You would see
a whole switch.
It depends.
Like, that's all I would hear.
It really depends on your mood.
More, I'm like,
it depends
state.
On my mood.
All I hear is, are you? Oh shit! She's about to go down.
It really does depend for her, though.
I think it depends because, like, sometimes you're like so caught in the shock of it. Because, like, anybody I would choose to be with, there's a good chance I've given you 100% of my trust. Mm-hmm. Everybody starts at 100, and you're the one that knocks yourself down.
Yeah.
And if I saw it, I don't know if I would be so shocked that I'm just like,
what?
Wait, what? The fuck? sounding. Or yeah, I might the flip might switch. But it kind of depends. I have two levels.
You're not impulsive though.
That's I'm not impulsive.
So but I think you would see it.
Me too.
And then you would you'd think even for 0.5 seconds before you do something. Like yes, your flip would like your whatever. Your flip the switch.
Switch
the flip, whatever. I have all those over this kid. I'm done. I'm sweating over here.
But there's one more.
I think you might think of your actions a little that bit more true. Than like me.
Average person. Yeah.
Definitely.
Erica burned that whole shit down. Yeah. She would step back out of the room, but all of a sudden you smell.
You wanna know why I would step out of the room? I'm stepping out of the room to go to the kitchen to grab a knife. Okay? Who am I cutting first?
Disappointed.
Rage.
No, I would walk in and just be like, oh,
what the fuck is going on?
I would leave, I would disappear, but then I think my little thing in the back of my mind would be like, no, we need to turn around just a second. Hold on.
Wait, what?
It ain't me. It ain't me.
It's like she
Danielle comes in.
Alright, open the door, stare him straight in the eyes, walk away, he never see me again. The last thing he remembers is me looking to his ass as he's inside his bitch. Watch it. Ugh, you'll never forget me.
Cause that will probably be the last look he receives. Yes. Oh my god. I'm scared for him. Don't do it.
Can you imagine hearing that in the dark?
I would never sleep.
I would never sleep.
She just wanted to record this podcast in the dark. If you were making those noises, I'd be frozen. Someone would have to turn the lights back on. You're playing with
See,
me.
See, now this really brings me back to Insecure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like the way they made the woman cheat. Again, I don't think women should cheat. But, like, it's... As a woman, if I saw Lawrence cheat... I'd be tight.
Oh, man.
But it really took all of me to watch Issa, like, cheat. I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? I know why you're doing this, but why are you doing this? Don't do this to Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. She's really doing it.
Yep.
She was awake, but then she did it. But then she feels so bad, but then she did it. I'm just like, wow.
No.
As a woman, I felt like an internal struggle because... Mm-hmm. I'm more willing to understand her than I would a dude.
I mean, I think it's because the motivations. They've always said, like, men's motivations is more physical while women's is more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for men, we just automatically write it off because it's like, whoa, all the physical? Like, ugh, how dare you? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Meanwhile, it...
You were thinking, oh, it has to be something that he did.
Exactly.
That could have warranted
that. And a lot of the times... I don't want to say a lot of the times because there are some pretty shady fucking people out there, but a lot of the times, like, the men who cheat, who either get escorts or, like, you know, they go out with, like, strippers, I don't know, they're looking to be heard a lot of the time.
Really?
Yes, they're looking to be heard. I've heard of men who get prostitutes just to talk to them.
Oh, they just need to talk.
They want to be heard, and they're not being heard by the woman that they're not being heard.
I've seen
so
that.
When that girl hears them
mm-hmm.
and talks to him and treats him like an equal,
so then
he is then physically attracted to her and then cheats.
But then at that point, if there is that issue in your relationship where you can't communicate, break
exactly.
it the fuck off. I get it.
No,
it's not
I don't think if it's something as communication.
Yeah. I think guys always get this rep that, like, they're always ready to walk out and all that stuff. But guys, when they've found someone that they like, whether or not they have faults, a lot of the times they try really hard to hold on to them.
Which,
like,
I get. I can
They'll hold on to them because they've established something, they've kind of put in some effort, and they don't want to let go of it.
That's true.
Like, again, it's like that 80-20 thing. Like, they feel like they've had the 80, but sometimes the 20 tickles their peach kind of shit.
Yes, but they don't realize that if they had just taken the time
mm-hmm.
to you know, learn how to communicate how mm-hmm. they're feeling with mm-hmm. somebody, or how, what their inhibitions are or what their insecurities are. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times men are taught to hide their insecurities. Men are taught to not pay attention to their insecurities. Meanwhile, men have a lot of insecurities, which does cause them to cheat. Now, I'm not saying that justifies the cheating. I am just saying you have a problem you need to deal with. It's either you have insecurities or you have no discipline. You have
insecurities, zero discipline, and problems in their relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not always personal. It's reaction. Sometimes it could be reactionary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's something the other person's doing that they're incapable of confronting them about that drives them to make a decision they think is the easier decision, mm-hmm. but that easier decision comes with a shitload of problems if you want to keep that girl. If you don't want to keep her, you probably give no shits.
No, yeah.
Let's just be honest. If you think she's about to head out, there's a good chance you're like, well, I started my whole life early.
There you go.
It's interesting. Now, finish your thought.
I don't even remember my thought at this point. I took a sip.
Oops. Can number two. So I have to ask. Let's just say you guys were cheated on.
Okay.
Homegirl,
what?
Why?
Let's just throw it out there. Say if it's an affair and they're very apologetic, like the...
It doesn't matter!
Like the husband from Miranda.
But remember, I emphasized that he did it once and never did it again.
And then showed his loyalty and his commitment to that girl
to him,
every day for a year.
Exactly. To his wife, to his child, picked up his child, did what he needed to do. He had discipline. He showed that he has remorse. Mm-hmm. He showed that mm-hmm. he is willing to do what it takes to help you mm-hmm. forgive him. Those are different. Mm-hmm. An affair... is a different fucking story.
You can't be apologetic enough. There's not enough sorries for me to be like, yeah, sure, I'll take you back with an affair. Are you serious? You did that twice? Three times? 69 times? I don't give a fuck.
That means
you did it one time, I'm mad. Now you did it again? And then again?
It's not even coming down to sex. It's more so...
They've added emotions.
They've added feelings. They added connection. Now, I understand that we're humans, and we're not actually supposed to be able to only connect with one person. We are human. Humans mm-hmm. are not made for that. We're actually meant to be connected with a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to be connected body parts, though.
We're not Neanderthals, okay? we do not live in a stone cave, okay? Mm-hmm. Even in the cruise, he had one bitch, so don't even. Now, listen, no. I get it. You can make connections with multiple different people or whatever, and you can have remorse mm-hmm. within that situation. But we're not touching that. I'm so... No. One-time cheating in a marriage, we could think about it. I'm not going to say talk. We could think about it.
Maybe a little sprinkle of me.
We can maybe think about it. In all honesty, I think I would more work through that than... An affair is disrespectful. The one time, I'm barely gonna be able to hold myself together with the one time. Mm-hmm. An affair, it just hurts too much.
I would see every dude out there like the devil if that happens to me.
That is not wrong, but I think after an affair, there's just so much. Like, fuck you. Now I gotta go to do all this work on myself. Fuck you. To be here with you, then you go fuck it up like this,
and now I gotta start all over
again. And then you have the nerve to try and ask me to give you forgiveness. Get out of here. I have a very strong struggle with forgiveness, I'm realizing. As the years go on, it's hard.
I don't know. I think I have the capability to forgive. It just depends on what it is, because that one
I do, but it's not for that.
It's a soft spot for me.
Yeah.
And when I think of, like, the idea of cheating, mm-hmm. it's like, before it was like, okay, this is absolutely, you're evil if you do this.
Yeah.
And then life had to happen, and I had to see other people's perspectives. Fuck mm-hmm. you. And then I'm like, okay, I see why those situations had happened, even if I don't agree with them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just sitting there like, okay, if I were put in this position, what the heck would I actually do? Like, I think about it all the time. I was like, if this ever happened to me, what the hell would I actually do? Because it's easy to talk about it. It's easy to say, oh, well, this is what I would do, blah, blah, blah. I really don't know. Because,
I don't know.
I've reacted to things differently before.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Now, yeah, I have to agree with that. I don't honestly know how I would be. My anger inside tells me it's going to drive that. But honestly, I don't know how I would be.
Yeah.
I don't. And even if I were to entertain the idea of forgiving you, it will require a lot of what I want to call aftercare.
The new rules.
Kind of the new rules. There needs to be, if you are going to forgive the person, if you are taking that step to forgive the person, it can't be that like, okay, I forgive you, I'll give you another chance, we make up and that's it. Absolutely not. You went the wrong bitch. And you are worth so much more than that. It's not even funny. He or she has broken your trust, has destroyed the thing that you built with them, the relationship that you built. They have destroyed that. They have destroyed a part of that, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need some post care. I strongly believe in therapy, and I don't think that if you don't take, I don't think that just talking about it amongst yourselves is really going to help anything.
Really?
Because obviously, it didn't work the first time.
You weren't capable of talking before.
It didn't work the first time. So what makes you think this? You're going to need to include some new methods of dealing with your relationship. Now you need an outside person to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A therapist is the perfect place to start. Don't think that, oh my God, I'm not a crazy person. We're not that destructive and we don't need that. Doesn't matter. There's a resource. Use them. If you actually are willing to do that, use them as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Find that person and help them. Sorry, too many babes. Find that person and have them help you build your relationship back up. They can give you tools to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even with that, there's going to be new rules after that breakup. I mean, after that act of cheating. Like, we're going to have new rules. And you can't go into like, oh, I'm going to be checking your phone now. This is what we're going to be doing now. You're going
to... You can't parrot your partner. You can't be like, you need to do this, you need to do this. Exactly. I need to know where you are. That's not your kid.
It's not your kid.
That's your partner.
But there is going to be some new rules.
There has to be,
You're not going to have as much free reign as before. Like, all this, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my boys, or we're going to have a GNO. Absolutely not. We're not doing that. We're not going to put ourselves in situations that we know we can't handle
yet. Like, you did that.
You had no discipline the first time. Yep. What makes you think that you're going to put yourself in this situation again and think that it's going to work? I don't get it.
I don't know. I have to say, restricting whether or not somebody's going to go somewhere,
they're still going to do it if they want to do it.
That's how I feel.
But I mean, more so putting yourself in situations where it could happen.
That's,
do you know what I mean? Like, they're about to take a trip to Vegas. You just finished cheating a month ago. Really gonna think about it. Let's think
about
that.
There's like two places
you
don't go
anymore. I'm not restricting you. First of all, those new rules that have been implemented, you should have done them yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you should know not to come to me and ask me something like that. You should know that a guy's night out is not where you should be. Where you should be, especially if we live together, we have a cohabitation.
Mm.
We are not doing that. Okay, you're going to be here with me and to see, or with my family, or you want to hang out with one dude and hang out at his house and play video, fine, whatever.
But you're not about to come to me. What you just did. Because now you're asking for me back.
Exactly.
You're asking for me to, what, put myself somewhat back together with the shitty thing that you did?
Exactly.
Nah, man, you got to make this shit up to me.
And the and the trust needs to be rebuilt.
It has to.
It's not going to start from where you ended. Absolutely not. Understand that this person no longer trusts you.
Like, you have to do everything in your power to get that back.
Yes.
Now, me personally, if I was to take someone back after cheating, which is never going to happen, most likely, I don't know if I'd even implement the rules. I would just, like...
I don't want you to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want you to now do this, because now I'm going to be like, you're only doing this because I told you to. That's
exactly
the type of person I am.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't implement the rules. I'm not going to ask for your number or for your
I'm
not going to ask for anything.
No.
But now what? Now I am here trying to give you a chance. Mm-hmm. Now you better fucking do what you're supposed to have done before this whole bullshit. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, I'm out and I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Of course I'm going to cry about it, because I'm a big baby, but, but, like, this is now all you. I'm not gonna do shit. You
the messed only up. Thing that I feel like the person who is cheating on needs to do is to work on themselves and learning how to forgive.
Yeah.
Because if you're not gonna forgive
the person being cheated on,
yeah.
Yes. If you're not gonna learn to forgive and not necessarily forget, but learn to not then throw it back in the person's face.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to help the growth. If you're going to consistently put it back on them and make them feel bad about it and give them guilt and it's never going to get to a place where you guys are going to be fit.
You're never going to forgive them.
You're never going to forgive them, and you don't. You have to genuinely learn how to forgive somebody.
If you're willing to take them. If you're going to take them back.
You're going to take them back. Yep. Now you've got to work together. Like, of course that person has to put a little bit more effort, but at that point, I feel like you should also, I don't know, if you're even thinking about trying to get back together with them, you have to also now understand or at least know as to why they even did that. Maybe it was your fault too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're not perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said the same thing because I was just like, how do you avoid victim blaming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't while be maintaining the one. Yeah. your self-awareness.
Yep.
Because if the person tells you, like, I can't talk to you, I can't speak to you ever. It's always like, I speak and you don't pay attention to me. I speak and you start getting mad before I can explain myself. I speak and I don't feel like I'm being heard. I don't feel like I'm being appreciated. Those things, like, yeah, they cheated and that is not excusable.
No.
However, they're telling you, like, this is what drove this for me. And I didn't know how to tell you because, again, you didn't give me a space to talk to you.
And that's where both of you need to do the work.
Yeah, that's
not
just
all in one
that's
person.
That's if you take someone back.
Well,
that's
this is all in the
hypothetical.
We're not saying go ahead and cheat and then you can now go back
build.
With whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
But
that's
if
you decide
if they deserve
to take someone
it,
back. Yep.
That's A. If they deserve it.
Yeah.
If it's some scumbag, he don't deserve it.
Cheating is a no-no. Just don't do it. But if you just take someone back, I don't know. I don't know.
As a boyfriend, I don't know if I could do that. As a husband, even that, I'm like...
Marriage is a whole different...
It's a whole different entity.
...of how you have to handle things. Like, you
just
broke
union.
That.
Someone was telling me how much work it is to have a house.
Yeah.
There's so much insurance. There's so much of this. There's so much of that. It's like, to be married, to actually be married and... have so many things that are just joined, that would blow my mind to how you're gonna deal with that.
Yeah.
And it's like you choose that person for better or for worse.
Yep. See, I always said, like, I want to sign a prenup. if I was, like, rich enough for that. But I definitely would sign a prenup. I used to be so against prenups. But in all honesty, I would definitely sign a prenup. Because I'm a cold, hard believer in, like, we're going to come into this marriage with what we had.
Mm-hmm.
If it ends up being that we're divorced, we're going to end with whatever we had and whatever we have.
Yeah,
and that's
but
it.
In between, you guys built things together.
I feel like within the prenup, though, I think there's different, like,
levels.
Layers to it.
Yeah.
It's like you leave with whatever was yours, but anything that you guys built together, you kind of split.
Yeah,
I think that is fair.
You know what I mean? Like,
if you guys built it together.
Well, that's different. A prenup is like what you had when you came in and what is yours, you take with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to give half of what is yours to them.
Oh, okay.
But anything you guys had together, obviously, would then be
split.
I'm still signing shit.
I'm
signing
the whole thing.
I would have to read it and then sign. I'm not going to say no, just because if I say I came into this marriage as a millionaire, I will keep everything I worked hard for.
Yes.
I didn't need you to make this.
Exactly.
And
if you came in,
I will have a prenup. But, like, if I was marrying someone, I would understand why they would want to feel that way. However, I would have to read the whole thing to even... I would have to read it. Because if it was me, I'd want to do it. So it's like, I don't know.
It depends on how they approach me.
And at the end of the day, I would want to be able to take care of myself, so I wouldn't have anything to worry about if we do end up ending.
Yeah.
Because I would want to make sure that I steal. Even before we got together, during it, and even if something happens.
Exactly.
So, like, prenup, sure, whatever. You take what you want, I'll take mine. But at the end of the fucking day...
To me, it's all about how it's approached.
Yeah.
We need to have a
how
conversation. We would sit down about it. I would not want, like, a week before the wedding, I signed this.
Definitely not.
And if you guys don't share the same, like, agreement on, like, prenups, then obviously... That's yeah. one aspect. No. Either you'll have to compromise on, or just say absolutely not, or they'll have to compromise on. It yeah. really depends, yeah. and I think it's a conversation. It's yeah. not just slap them,
like bring up papers, right in front of your face.
You know what I mean?
And then, sign it without reading it. Read that shit.
Exactly.
Read
and
it.
I used to really be big on like, oh my god, like you don't trust me, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And in my head, I always used to give the like, okay, when I leave the marriage, I'm just gonna leave what's mine and then just disappear. Like I don't need yeah. you. But then I'm like, okay, that's the whole idea of a prenup. So why would you not sign it? Mm-hmm. Like you know, in my head, I'm just. That.
She's so against it. I don't know why.
Or like halfway through everything, you get like bankrupt.
Me?
And they, well, yeah. Let's just. Oh yeah. You get bankrupt. They get all. Then they're the breadwinner, and then they cheat on you. Oh wait, there's a clause. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. It all works out.
I was gonna say. Then you lose.
It works
you
out.
You lose. Yeah. And so just don't do some fuck nothing. Shit. Everything will be fine.
No. It wouldn't be half of yours. It'd be half of
theirs.
Yes. Yeah. So it really doesn't matter.
You lose. Exactly. Or they, never mind. Yeah. it's a security thing.
No, but
but if it is that serious, maybe you shouldn't get married. So
now, aside from all of this, let's just take a step back.
Tangent.
Would you? Yeah, we went on an ill tangent. Prenups. Just kidding. If, let's take a step back, if you were dating someone and you knew they cheated beforehand.
Oh, man.
How would you
feel about that? We have to talk about why you even did that shit in the first place.
No, we don't.
Danielle's already done.
And then.
I'm already like, oh, that's ugly.
Here. It's
I mean, yes, I would love to know the story.
Yeah, I'd love to know the story. How long ago? Why did you do it? How long ago was it? How long are you guys together? How many times did you do it? Blah, 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 blah. Like, a whole bunch of shit, because I'm nosy.
Exactly.
Let's just get that out of the way. I'm nosy. Exactly. At the same time, it would really... There's no reason to cheat. There's absolutely no reason to cheat. But I'd have to hear the story.
I'd have to hear the story, and then especially, from the story, I'd be like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It also depends on how long... how deep are we into what we're doing right now? Because, if I really like you, and then now you tell me you cheated, because you didn't... And you're now telling me it just now, because you didn't want me to, run away or whatever. Like, we'll talk about it. But say some guy came up to me, and he told me 2 days after, oh, yeah, I've cheated before. I don't need to know. I'll ask you all the questions, but you're probably never going to hear from me again.
Yeah, definitely.
But if it's,
we're already here.
Later.
Woo! I don't know.
See, the first question that would pop into my head if I'm talking to someone is, okay, how many partners have you had, and mm-hmm. how many of them have you cheated on?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was telling this about Aaliyah Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
When she had that YouTube channel, and mm-hmm. her and her man's, who she's about to marry,
mm-hmm.
said that he cheated on
every single
partner she's had
yep.
prior to her.
Except for her. She's the only one he never cheated on.
Except
and now you're
going
to marry this kid?
Nah. You see, bitches be feeling like they're special when niggas say that shit. I'm sorry.
You don't
girls
know the truth that
they're
that
girls
so
yeah.
that they're
special.
So special when their
yeah.
man
when
says that.
When a dude says something like that,
yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you not special.
Yeah.
He gonna do it to you eventually.
I mean, it's their choice. If that's how you feel, that's your guy, it's your connection, it's your relationship, go ahead, do whatever. But at the end of the day, I would not do it.
You said those words and my eyes were just like, what the
fuck?
Red flag. Forgiving bitches, like I'm
yeah.
not one of them. Sorry.
I don't know. I really would. Just
there
like,
are some people
if,
that
if
really
a guy told me
are
he...
great at forgiving, and
yeah,
I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
I commend you, boo.
I have issues.
You have a different soul than mine.
I have issues with
you. Know what I mean?
Forgiveness leads to peace.
I mean, I guess. Sure.
If I can, I don't know, man.
I can forgive.
I can never forget.
But I will never forget.
I will never ever forget.
Yes.
But then did I truly forget?
Exactly. That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
The thing is, memories, just because things have been mended doesn't mean memories go away.
That
exactly.
is true.
You
but
always
for some people
remember
it does.
Well, that's
forget.
Amnesia. It's called, some people, it's a different type of memory loss that they experience, especially when you like the person.
Ooh, that is dangerous.
It's the worst.
And the dick's higher.
You are blinded. Oh, yeah. Yep, blinded by everything around you.
I don't know, you have the most fire, whatever. At this point, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, it's never that
There's
serious.
Always another one.
Yeah.
Just because this one seems like they're amazing. Trust me, he'll get to the next one and be like, whoa, what the fuck? What was I thinking?
And he eats pussy too.
Stop it. I'm sweating.
It's not easy.
Honestly, the idea of being cheated on, it really just makes me like, I already
makes
have
my blood boil.
I have my level of trust issues. It's nothing crazy because obviously I give people, okay, so let me be, I was generic. I said, I give you 100 and you start, no.
No,
you start
doesn't.
At 50. Let's just be
that.
Honest. I'm sorry. I felt like it was in the moment.
Yeah.
If you fell at 50, you can get to 100. I let you get to 100 and now you sink yourself if you do anything to fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start at 50. Like, I don't know you very much.
We're
I think 50 is fair.
Trust issues.
Right. A room with trust issues.
This room
the
is
thing
full
is,
of
I don't
issues.
Feel like it's too hard to gain my trust once I kind of know what kind of person you are, what you do.
We have a few tests in the way. Yeah.
It depends.
It's like, I'm just watching.
Yeah.
I watch how you are with your peeps. I see why you are with your family.
Yeah.
I see how you are with the people around you. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's enough for me to know what your true self is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna take what you say to me or what you do for me at face value. I'll take it at face value, because at the end of the day, you're gonna put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who have a tendency to say and do what they think you want to hear. But what I'm paying attention to is the things that have nothing to do with me.
Yeah. So like the check-ins, like I'm always like, what is going on? Like, you know,
like, why is this happening?
And then I'm just realizing, like, he just wants to like see where I'm at, make sure I'm okay, see him alive.
He just
am
wants
I hungry?
To know
am I
alive?
You know, like, am I in a ditch somewhere? Like, you know what I mean? Like that.
I kind of like them. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe not too many.
But I kind of like them because I've dealt with the latter where they're like nobody and like
there's
3-4 days pass by. Motherfucker, are you dead?
I could be dead in a ditch and you wouldn't even know. That's what got me. Like, I could be kidnapped. I could be getting sold somewhere. I could have hung myself. Not that I would. But
it's turned dark.
Something. But you're not even checking in if I ate today.
Yeah. And to me, if someone started out doing that and then all of a sudden stopped doing that.
Sketchy.
I'm like.
Well, some guys have a tendency to do more than they can maintain.
At the beginning, yeah.
They'll, like, when they first meet you. Oh, yeah.
That's called false
advertisement. The thing is, they do all those things to, like, get you. And then all of a sudden, they're like.
Yep, false advertisement. That's what it is.
We no longer,
don't be like this if you're not going to be like
this. We no longer are together.
That's not what I bought.
No,
it's not what I purchased.
It's not even that. Keep the same energy. Just because you got me doesn't mean you have me.
Exactly.
Again, ew. Single till you're married.
No, even when we're married. Fuck out of here. You're going to still be doing the
same
things.
Exactly. You're not going to sell me this, like, dream thing that we're supposed to have. And now that you have me, that you're not going to do anymore. What the hell did I sign up for?
No, I'm good. Like, imagine, I started out giving you head, and all of a sudden, I'm like, eh.
Oh, my God.
You would hate that. They would hate that shit.
God. Like, imagine you're just getting
back to back.
And then 3 months down the line, I'm tired.
Oh,
I got a
lock
jaw.
I'm sorry,
cotton mouth.
Like, no.
You'd be sick. They would be sick. So why would you?
Wow, that's a great comparison. Imagine receiving head all the time and all of a sudden it just
stops.
It just stops.
Yeah, it's the same thing when you don't do consistent shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or like, yeah.
Consistency is key.
Just to put it in perspective.
Oh my god, that gives me PTSD.
What?
I think somebody was like, oh, consistency is key. That's the key to success, to getting a woman to orgasm. But, like,
oh my god.
If you're consistently bad, it's over. Like, it's over.
It has to be consistently good. Consistently good is
key. Let's pull it back, because we were like, we got off.
Okay.
We really did the tangent thing this
time.
What
did we do? I don't know where I am anymore.
We're inside a house.
Now we've talked
about how we would react if we were cheated on. Why would you react if you cheated on somebody?
Oh, I have the worst guilty conscience in the fucking
world. Oh, yeah, I can't survive.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I can even think about what I would do.
No.
If I cheat on someone, because I don't even think I can get myself to do it.
Would you tell them?
Yes. If I ever did, yes.
Mm-hmm. I would 100% tell them, because I'm telling them my guilty conscience. But I can't even
get myself to cheat on somebody. Yeah.
Terrible.
I talk in my sleep, so
I will be vomiting. I will be like,
I will, I can't, yeah.
I will be in bed for like 3 days. Like, it will kill me.
I would treat you like such a prince, because I'm so guilty that I wouldn't even know, like,
no,
how to take care of myself anymore. I would just feel so bad.
Differently, because that just gives it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would definitely, like, immediately would tell them, like, the next day.
I would, yeah.
In the act, though, I'm a little bit of a cold-hearted bitch, and I probably would not be thinking about them at all. Not even a little bit. I can't lie with myself. Like, I probably wouldn't. But I know, like, I know how cold-hearted I can be about those kinds of things. So it's like, why even get there? You know what I mean? And then on top of that, the guilt's gonna take over. Oh my lord, I don't have it.
I can't.
People without a guilty conscience, you scare me. Sorry, you do. You terrify me. It's a little weird.
That's a crazy life. I wouldn't even know.
Guilty, I don't, like, some people who say they're guilty, but then don't actually act.
Like, they just say it.
Guilty.
Because they should say it. They felt so
guilty when it happened.
Yeah.
It's like, but they don't feel it. Really? I don't think so.
Me, I feel like if I contained it, I would give myself away in my sleep.
You would have, you have probably to say things. You can't, you don't like keeping things in your chest, so you would say it.
No, I just, I put it out there. Sorry.
Yeah.
It happened.
No, I would literally
it happened. Sorry.
This is what happened. And I will take every single consequence.
That is not what she was, you would say that? That's how you would say it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it like
that. Oh, okay. I was like, hey,
that's how I would say it. No, that's how I feel, like, about everything that I feel like I just need to get off my chest. I'm like, yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
But if I were to relay it, I would probably have, like, nervous shits or something like that.
You would.
I'd be, when I tell you, like, vomiting, I'd be, like, so sick to my stomach, I wouldn't eat. And I'm never not eat. So, like, I wouldn't eat eating, I wouldn't be sleeping, like, it would be terrible.
I wouldn't even know how to face that person.
Yeah.
I would not even know
how to. I wouldn't be able to look you in the eyes.
I wouldn't know how to even look at you. Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to look at a photo of you. I'd feel so guilty. I can't even get myself to do it.
Yeah, I'm a band-aid.
I can't.
Like, I'm almost vomiting just thinking about it. Huh? I'm, like, nauseous just thinking about it.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I cannot get myself to even think about cheating on somebody.
Mm-hmm. And even if I have thoughts of cheating on you, I know I'm not supposed to be with you.
Yeah, we have issues that now we have to talk
about. It's not even that. Like, I was with this one guy and, like, legit, like, I just kept thinking about you.
Oh, my God. With
you. And I was just like, yeah, I shouldn't be with you at all.
I will ruin
your life. I'll break your heart. I will do everything to you and not give a flying
That's
fuck.
True. That's true.
And you don't want me in those modes.
That's very
You true. Don't want that. So I was like, okay, I'm not supposed to be here. And so I disappeared. That was it. It was over after.
Do I have no soul? I don't know.
Demora, you would share half or whatever the fuck to your ex-husband.
Yeah, who cheated on you because of your kids.
Or even if he doesn't cheat, your kids. After the divorce, you would help support him. You have somewhat of a soul.
That's what you are. No, I married him. Okay, but now then we're divorced.
I know I have no soul in certain moments.
So yeah, that's why I said you have somewhat of a soul. I'm gonna
still keep that energy real linear. There's gonna be no ups and downs. I'm gonna be like, the same.
Yeah. I'm a seesaw.
That's okay. But it's fine.
Do you think, after everything we've discussed, mm-hmm. once a cheater, always a cheater?
The only reason why I can't even say yes to that like I normally would is because of the whole Sex and the City scene. I'm sure that happens in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because people, even good people, can make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So maybe once a cheater, always a cheater is not always true. Mm-hmm. But I think personally, I would still believe in it, even though I wouldn't be like, yeah, that's a straight fact. I would be like, yes, I agree with it, but I know it's not how everyone is. Like, how I say men ain't shit, I'm sure there's good men out there.
And also...
But it's... Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have to say I cannot really agree with that because of the Sex and the City thing. Yes.
But that's really the only
thing. That's a scenario. And I think it depends on the scenario. I think it depends on how the cheating happened. It depends. If it was an affair, absolutely not. You were going to do it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just how I feel about it. Yeah. And in the event of that guy that's getting married to that girl, whatever, he cheated on every single relationship except for her, he's going to do it again.
That's a duh.
It's a definite he's going to do it again. I'm sorry.
I will say I do disagree. I don't think once you cheated that, unless you cheat on every partner, then
this is what I'm saying.
I have some apprehension. However, I would definitely say I think a good majority of the time, guys will treat you the way you allow them to.
That's very true.
So, for me, I would view myself as a new person, new experience. I'm not going to be idealistic and think you'll never do anything to me because that's just not me. However, I'm not gonna assume that everything that you do is gonna have the same weight as you did for someone else. Maybe you can care for me more. Maybe you can care for me less. I kind of think that will gauge based off our interactions. Yes. I will have certain apprehensions because if you're capable of doing it and your reasoning was because you couldn't speak your mind or your reasoning was there was something lacking in the relationship. For me, what's going to be it's not the cheating that's going to be my focus. It's going to be the fact that you can't communicate yourself. And that's a bigger problem for me.
Yes.
That will always be a bigger issue for me because at that end of the day, if you can't communicate, we have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have nothing here, or if you choose to work on it, we have something major to work on.
Yes.
Yeah, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
I know. This was amazing. Thank you, Erica.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still, if you cheat on me, man.
You're clipped.
Man. Yeah. You want a chainsaw? Do you want a knife? Do you want, what do you want? What do you want today?
Choose your destruction.
Choose your weapon.
It was great having this conversation.
Yeah, so fun.
I'm hot.
It is blazing in this room right now.
I'm sorry.
It's brought to you by our neighbors. I know.
I'm surprised I stayed in the steam. It's like a nasty,
hot, muggy, humid room.
The back of my knees, nasty.
Your kneecaps. The back of your kneecaps. This was brought to you by our neighbors who are playing Haitian music very, very, very loud next door.
Yeah, so if you can hear that, so sorry.
Drop flag.
But maybe you're vibing. So welcome.
But guys, follow us on Tea with Double D Pod on Instagram and Tea with Double D on Twitter.
Yes.
We will try to be more active on Twitter. We don't know how it works. Teach us.
I am so old.
I am not. I'm just lazy. And true. We will have our guest information in the description box. And if you find her fiery personality, that will cut your balls off and give you weapons.
If you need someone to fight with you,
she will fight with you.
With good reason.
Check the description box. Yes. And of course, as always, listen to us next time.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.